Hello, precious is the Lord. 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 Oh, both the Lord. And deliver me from the midst of the wicked. Thank God I'm going to be made sound again. The quick thinking that God will be back. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, I was always quick till I got near those that hardly moved. Amen. Thank God. The welcome. So I want to say I'm getting ready to go back home, and it's in preparation now, and I've got friends with me. So give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation.
What psalm?
Huh?
What psalm are you on?
That's all mine.
Okay.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. Oh, yeah, he's your God. I don't know about King, but he's your God. He's my God, too. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness. Oh, thank God for that. Amen. Neither shall evil dwell with me. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. I tell you what, God delivered me. He is here. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the money, deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear, for thy worship, Lord, by thy holy temple, they build on, and thy righteousness of my enemies. They build on, and thy righteousness, because of my enemies. You think I don't? I've got a bunch of enemies. Make thy way straight before thy face, for there's no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. There are those in open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Oh, yeah, do. I'm with it. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude their transgression. They have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, that will bless the righteous, will favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. And here's another song of David. Oh, bless him. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak, O Lord. Yes, I'm woke up weak, really weak. Amen. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed, that's for sure. But thou, O Lord, how long? Declare, O Lord, deliver my soul. Oh, save me for that. Mercy's sake, Lord, this is, look at this. The Lord has given me my prayer. Amen. Amen. For death, there no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee back? I am weary with my groaning all the night. Make I my bed to swim. I watered my couch with tears. Mine eyes concerned. Because of grief, It waxes over just up ahead. It marveled me all your works and things. For the Lord has heard the voice of weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord was in my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return to be ashamed suddenly. Amen. Now, I've got a message to a lady that sits on the left, on the right up there. She's got a sister. And I've been in the presence of both of them. Yeah, that's you. You know who you are. Thank God.
That's Jacqueline.
And I'm on a fast for you too. I am right now. Oh yeah. Amen. I'm on a fast for you too. Right now. Thank God. Oh, amen. I've got to get to it. I will real quick. Oh, Lord. I'll be there. Don't you run off. Amen. Oh, no, it's not that song. It is 68, I think. It's going to be Psalm, and it's going to be 68. And hallelujah. Yeah, you are putting finger right there. And
you're talking about the psalm you started with this morning when you were reading before the program?
No. What?
Loose,
loose, bands of wickedness.
Yeah.
Loose, the bands of wickedness.
Isaiah 58,
loose,
6.
The bands of wickedness. Amen. Loose, the bands of wickedness. Amen. Loose. I think you need to go back. Let me go.
Okay.
Isaiah 58, 6.
That's right.
Now, before we started the program, he was reading one of the Psalms.
Amen. Well, loose my bands of wickedness and loose.
That's Isaiah.
What?
That's Isaiah 58. Which,
if Isaiah, you are now on.
You were reading Psalm 86 before the program.
I know where I am with
That's
your
what
help,
Bruce.
Madam.
No, that was Bruce that remembered.
What?
I thought you were talking about the
What'd
song.
You say?
There.
Oh, hi, Bruce. Bless you. Double Bruce. Double bless.
That was Scott
oh,
that
God,
said.
Oh, God, walk with me. But you know, Bruce, just picking up. It is chapter 58 in the book of Isaiah. Thank God. And verse 6, is not this the path I have chosen? All right. Loose the bands of wickedness from those two ladies. Amen. They know me well. And loose.
Amen.
Amen. And undo the heavy burden. Well, for them, loose it now, and to undo and let the oppressed go free. The oppressed go free, wherever you're at. The oppressed go free, and let you break every yoke. Oh yeah, thank God. Now, Isaiah, I'm going back. Isaiah 54. Hallelujah. Saying, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing, cry aloud, Thou didst not travail with child, or more of the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy estate, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the right left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentile of thy seed. And that's a whole bunch of you. That's bigger than me. Yeah, right. And that my seed shall inherit the Gentile. I've been looking at this. I think, who is this? Well, it's you, Doyle. Wake up. And inherit the Gentile. And make the desolate city to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not. Oh, my goodness. Shall not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood, and more. 1 minute, back up. Thou don't need it, for thy maker is thine husband, thy alone, and thy host is his name. And that Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall it be called. That would be Jesus Christ. Amen. For the Lord has called there a woman forsaken, and great in spirit, the wife of the youth, for that was refused. Then I got a small moment, and that forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee. At little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, and have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. I don't think we're talking about water. I think we're getting people loose.
Amen.
What a blessing. What a blessing. I tell you. Loose bands of wicked, undo heavy burdens. Amen. Let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. The anointing is in my heart and in my mouth.
Amen.
Loose bands of wicked, undo the heavy burden. Thank God. And let the oppressed go free. Amen. And then break every yoke. Thank God. Amen. Oh, we are anointed for more light. Thank God. Loose the bands of wickedness. Yes, loose the bands of wickedness. Amen. And amen. Undo every burden. Amen. Let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow. Well, folks, the Lord is in operation. He is what I'm just saying. But you know what else he said? Well, let me tell you. I read it. I didn't read it. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Wow. I'm going to Missouri. I'm going to Oklahoma. I'm going to Kansas. I'm going to Arkansas. The four states. I was born and raised in Missouri. And now the Lord has sent me back. And guess what? The prayer I just prayed as it works, the more I get there.
Amen.
There stands a wickedness, a new heavy burden. Let the oppressed go free. Break every yoke. If you think I'm not on my right way, I don't get on the right way very often and get on. No. I get on and stay on. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. And do heavy burden. And do heavy burden. And your children by the Spirit. And do heavy burden. Lord, you know those burdens are heavy. They are heavy. Those people suffer. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Thank God. Loose. Wicked man. Loose. Wicked man. And loose. Heavy burden. And the oppressed go free. Amen. Destroy. Amen. Yo. Amen. That good. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody has been posted.
Those are notes I put in that Bible. Remember, you gave me that Bible to use. And those are
different notes. Oh, this notes. Is your writing.
That's my handwriting. And it's about.
Well, would you read that right there for me?
Yeah, prudently.
No, right here.
Yeah.
What you wrote.
Yeah, prudently. To be successful in carrying anything on, to act prosperously.
Yeah, good, good. You see, that's two of us now.
Yeah, told you I was preaching you gospel.
Yeah, and that cool? And said, oh, said, peace of mind, completeness, soundness, welfare, peace, safety, health, prosperity.
I wonder who taught me that.
Friendship. I know who God taught everybody this stuff. Then, you know, chastisement, discipline, testing, to correct my punishment or suffering correction.
Right.
Now, you know what? Last night I said to the Lord, are you chastising me? I did. And I told my friend, I believe God, the Lord is chastising me. And what more, I don't know.
Well, you said years ago, Lord, I have ears and you have a mouth.
I sure did.
And I don't
I
see
thought
him.
I was pretty bold that day.
Well, I don't see him chastising you for if you don't know what you're being chastised for.
I think the devil might have stepped down a minute and he's gone.
I think so.
Right, I'll tell you. You know what's so great? Enlarge the place of thy tent.
Amen.
Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Bear not, lengthen thy cord, strengthen thy stays, for thou shalt break through forth on the right hand and on the left. And that's what needs. Go here and go there
Yep.
and get the four saints.
Amen.
Amen. I was born and raised in the four states. I went to Missouri. I went to Kansas. I went to Arkansas. And I went to Oklahoma. I've
Amen.
been to all four of
Amen.
them. And they are friends of mine. And I don't have feet in my mouth. You know what I got in my mouth? I got the Lord in my mouth.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't think it was right this morning to put the teeth in my mouth. I know what the Lord does. He puts teeth in my mouth. Well, is it 10:21?
Yes, it is. You ready for music?
I'm ready for music and I will be quiet.
Okay.
Chosen as one of your own, could it be that our blood is the same? How could a stranger, a remnant of nations, belong to this royal land? When the branches were broken and I grafted into the vine, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bountiful mercy by taking the life of the Lamb. Your love is greater than I can imagine. I bless you with all that I am. Praise to Jesus, the veil has been parted, and what once was secret is known. Now I can cry to you, Abba, my Father, and praise you as one of your own. Baruch Hashem. Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed.
from her bed. Tempting the Lord, she thought was dead. Was it a morning like this when Mary walked in from Jerusalem? Two angels stood at the tomb. There is a news she would hear soon. Did the cat sing? Did the earth rejoice?
Yeah. We will run and not, and never be weary. heart to the Lord. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to guide me to the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hands of death, where could I go but to the I go, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to guide me to the end, where could I go but to
Okay, where are we? There we are. There.
What?
I said we're back. We're back.
I'm back?
Yeah, we're back.
What?
I asked Doyle if I could read a couple verses that have come up in my heart while we were here. If you will go with me first to Romans 11, verse 29. Romans 11, 29, and we know that the word of God cannot, the scriptures cannot be broken. We know the word of God is as silver purified seven times. And we know the earth will be destroyed, but the word of God will go on forever. So these words are, cannot be changed. Romans 11, 29, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance.
Amen.
That is comforting when you are in the midst of a storm. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Whatever God has called you, you will not, that will not be taken away from you.
Amen.
You may not want to obey it, but it is a calling and it cannot be repented. Now, go with me to 1 Samuel 24. Let's see how David handled a situation of a man that was anointed. 1 Samuel 24, verse 1. And it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by the way, and there was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. Saul went in the same cave that David was hiding. And the men of David said unto David, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thy hand, that thou mayest do to him what it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose, and he cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily, privately, snuck up and cut off an edge of his robe. But look at verse 5. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him. Oh, a man out of God's own heart. David's heart smote him, because he cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed. Saul was there to kill David. And yet David said, the Lord forbid I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise up against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. And David arose afterwards and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, my Lord the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, and that's interesting, David bowed himself to the ground to Saul, and yet David is the one God anointed to be the next king. So it's one anointed to another. And David said to Saul, wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord has delivered me today into thy hand in the cave, and bade me kill thee. But my eyes spared thee, and said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. The gifts and the callings of God cannot are without repentance. And then he goes on, moreover, my father, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand. For in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and killed thee not, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand. And I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. The Lord judge between me and thee, and the Lord avenge me of thee, that my hand shall not be upon thee. As saith the Proverbs of the ancients, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked. But my hand shall not be upon thee. After who is the king of Israel come out? After whom dost thou pursue? After a dead dog, after a flea. The Lord therefore be judge, and judge between me and thee, and see and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thy hand. I'm done.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Really, this is a great program. A great program. A powerful and effective. It's effective.
Amen.
You know what the Lord is doing to me? Delivering me back to my fathers.
Back to the land of your fathers.
Delivering me back to the land of my fathers.
Yeah, we were talking a little while ago before the program about how God is sending you to Joplin, and he's sending me to Indiana and Garland.
What?
And I'm preaching your gospel.
Amen. And it's what, about 1 o'clock?
It is 11:04.
Oh, it's 11. You know, I'll tell you. Well, I believe I'm... why I'm going home. I believe that the Lord will put all of my family relationship.
Amen.
The Davidson.
Amen.
The Davidsons and Millers. Paul Miller. Amen. You know, I'm one of the three.
Right.
Little Miller's grandson. Bill Miller was a horseman. He rode horses. He fought in the battle. He never was killed. Never hurt.
Amen. That's true.
Bill Miller, my grandfather. Paul Miller, one of his
grandchildren.
He and my boy and Doyle. You know, I only have one desire. All three of us be in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Paul, the Lord, and Doyle. Because right here is Doyle. You know, Glenda said, prepare at Davidson info.
Yeah.
Thank God for all of you. I should say all of us.
Amen.
You know, Granddad built Redwood after James Madison Davidson died with Captain.
Amen. Grace of God on that family.
I agree with that. Faith in faith. You know, that song could be sung and I could quit.
Okay, you want it?
Yes.
Give me a moment. I don't think we have it.
We don't?
I don't think I have it on here. And I don't think I can search for it. I apologize.
Huh?
I apologize. I don't think I have it on.
My request is
denied.
Boy.
Yeah.
Wasn't denied.
You know, I have a cute anecdote that I learned talking to my cousins, and you'd appreciate this. I got to visit with my cousins. I haven't seen them in over 20 years. They're older than I am. We sat around and we talked about family history and some beautiful beautiful memories and such. But there is an anecdote that I had totally forgotten. My mother's family was one of the first ones in Western Pennsylvania to own a car when the cars first came out. We're talking early 1900s. The doctor got the first car. My grandfather's father bought the second car. He was a well-to-do dairy farmer.
They were wealthy.
They were wealthy.
Those people were.
It was a huge farm, beautiful farm, white barn. Anyway, he ran the car into the hay drift.
I've seen more than one of those layouts.
That's it.
Beautiful. And the people, glory. And then I end up as a veterinarian, and I have been in some of the nicest barns you've
ever seen. That's right. Well, the antidote was they, because of that, they became one of the very first gas stations in that area, because cars were just beginning. Well, being one of the very first gas stations, and this was before city plumbing and any of that, their gas station was, you know, out by the road, and it had an outhouse, and it, because they didn't have plumbing like that there. Well, who should come along in one of the first cars but Frank Sinatra?
Really?
Frank Sinatra, in his early years, went to their gas station. And, you know, of course, they were all happy to service his car. He went into the outhouse. And the outhouse apparently started tipping over And Sinatra was in there. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That'd be our family. But anyway, I thought that was, we had a real good laugh over that one.
With Sinatra, that's great.
And, but they saved him. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know a few of these people.
I know.
No of them.
We had a beautiful time up there. And I tell you what, I watched my mother. She nobody was in the house but her and I. And she started having some pain in her stomach. And I asked her if I could pray for her, and I did. That woman was a sponge. She could receive the Spirit of God much better than I ever thought of, that I thought she could. And that pain went away. So I thank God for the trip.
You went on a divine walk.
Amen.
Walk.
Amen. It was good.
A divine walk. That's what you took.
Amen.
See, I didn't have to say much about you at all.
No.
The Lord said it right out of my mouth.
And you did great while I was gone.
You went on a divine walk.
Amen. It was.
I've been on them myself. Amen. Well, praise God, folks. I thank God for this day. Praise the Lord. Bless all of them. You know, in the proverb, there is a proverb. Amen. And it goes something like this. Amen. Be nice if I can bring it up. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And added no sorrow to it.
Amen.
How's that, folks? The Lord brought me to that sometime years back.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow to it. Amen.
You're going to pray, and then we'll be back tonight at 7.
We'll be back at 7.
That's right.
I'm so blessed with what I just prayed, knowing what I'm going through.
Amen.
Knowing the steps that the Lord has ordered. All I can say is I thank God for the people that He has put around me. I remember beginning of this episode, I remember I was not doing well. Actually, I had no experience, but I woke up and I said, I've been stopped long enough. This thing must change. I've been told by the prophet that I'm a man of great determination. I don't know about that. But there's a man named Bob Boos came to one of my meetings and said that. So, I'm grateful that my determination can help people. That's my life, is to help a person that can't help themselves. I'd rather help somebody that way. Because when I do, they're going to become a Christian. They are going to become a Christian. There's nothing, nothing on the face of the earth comparable to a Christian. Nothing. Jesus Christ died for us. He died for us. Jesus Christ died for us. He was buried. He was buried for us. He rose again the third day for us. Where could you beat that thing? That then the man, I just thought the hurt the man went through. The hurt that Jesus Christ lived through, nothing compared to it. And I think it was for me. You know, I've got a testimony. I've got a father. My dad, while lived. He amazes me. He told me more than once, you've got to preach the gospel, Doyle. I used to think, why don't you be quiet? One day my dad told me something. He said, Doyle, God took me to a gate of hell and showed hell. I thought, my goodness sake. Is that wild? Is that true? I thought everything. So, one day the Lord made sure that Noah was brought by a gate of hell. And the heat hit my face, my hands. And I started praying, Lord, why are you sending me to hell? Why are you sending me to hell? Guess what? I started moving back. He got me out of the heat. I couldn't believe it. I don't tell that much. But, folks, you don't want to go there. You don't want any friends there. You know, I feel sorry for people. I do. That think they're smart. And I'm going to tell you one that I've heard say about Hitler. Hitler Folks, I cannot say Hitler went to hell, and he deserved it. I can't talk that way. I don't care. I couldn't send the worst person in the world to hell. I'm not the judge. I am not the judge. Father, no, you know my attitude, but you know you're the one that has to send them. And I give you praise for it. But I'm glad I don't have to do it. God bless all of you.
See you tonight at 7.
We'll be tonight at 7. And I hope everybody goes to heaven.